Imagine a simple scenario in a classroom where you print out handouts and resources for students lesson after lesson, hand them out at the end of the class, and inevitably, there is always a student who says he's lost it or misplaced it. That day, the student cannot participate in the class activity based on the information that was in that handout. Now, imagine another scenario where you're teaching in a classroom that has all of its resources online, accessible anytime from anywhere. Whether it's a blog, content management system, or a wiki. The students have access to the resources continuously. Imagine spending the time you used to spend copying and handing out the papers in class to now facilitating learning in a more meaningful way. Now imagine that there is no set time for you to meet your student physically at all, and all of the course materials are online and accessible to students along with learning activities and discussions that can take place anytime and anywhere. Students can ask questions and receive answers at the time that the questions actually arise without waiting until the next class meeting. Students can also connect to another student, give and receive feedback from each other, as well as connect to you, their instructor. Students can submit their assignments from anywhere as soon as they're done with them. They can also create their own content and contribute back to learning community. This idea, what is at the core of Chapter 3, E-Demand Around the Globe, Curtis Bong cites several examples in a variety of educational systems, K-12 and higher ed alike, and talks about high points of freedom and creativity that technology can provide to students over a traditional brick-and-mortar system. The most interesting part of the chapter for me was how Mr. Bong connected the pedagogical theories of Ivan Illich to what we see as the idea of innovation now. It was one of the revelational thoughts that innovation actually takes place way before it is becoming perceived as such.